You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Micah, chapter 3 and verse 8. I read, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin." Brethren, when you look at this scripture, when somebody says, "I am full of power," what comes to your mind? You are probably thinking of miracles. You are thinking of healings. He says, "I'm full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." This is the genuine power of God that comes only by the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus said, "You will receive power not when you have fasted, not when you have sown seed." He said, "But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power." He said, and of judgment. He said, that means I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment. I am full of judgment and of might. What is it for? It says, to declare unto Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin. Do you consider a man that declares unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin? Do you consider such a man to have the power of God? Do you know that it takes the power of God to preach against sin, to preach against unrighteousness, and to present Jesus to men? Some people don't want this. They say, "No, why are you always talking about sin? This man was anointed to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin." And he was doing that in the power of God. You think a powerful preacher is a man that raises his hand and people are falling down? Or you even think that a powerful preacher is a man that raises the dead? Did you know that you can raise the dead and he's still a sinner? And if he does not repent and put his faith in Jesus Christ, he will die again and he will go and spend his eternity in the lake of fire. It takes the power of God to declare to people their sin. It takes the anointing of God to do it. So it's not that a man that preaches against sin, you say he's not powerful. That's what they have brainwashed people today. He's not powerful. He's just speaking against sin. We want to go where there is power. I'm telling you, the real power of God, if you want to experience it, it starts with deliverance from sin. A sinner can be raised from the dead. The eyes of a sinner can be opened. A blind sinner, his eyes can be opened. But he's still a sinner. It takes the power of resurrection to raise a man who is dead in sin to become alive in Jesus Christ. That is raw power. That is raw power. You can pray over a man that is lame and he will begin to walk. Can you pray over a man that is a liar and he will stop lying? It takes the power of God to stop your tongues from lying. It takes the power of God to stop your heart from lusting. He said, "I will give you a new heart." That miracle, it takes the power of God to do that miracle. You see, God can give a man with a defective heart a new physical heart. But a new heart, a real spiritual heart, that is the real heart that men really need. And that involves the great power of God. Brethren, it is the power of God to declare to men their sins. When Jesus sent letters to all his churches in the book of Revelation, he declared their sins unto them. That's a preacher. That's a genuine servant of God, the King of Kings. He declared to the churches. He did not hide anything from them. He will say, "Nevertheless, I have this against you." And he declared it to them. May you hear those declarations today and repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.